to GalacticConnection.com, one of the most popular blogs on the World Wide Web today for alternative news. Stay tuned for the latest information on our world shift from enslavement to galactic involvement, as well as current intel on any blockages impeding us from our sovereign birthright. Knowledge and self-mastery are key at this time. Our commitment is to present you with the latest breaking conspiratorial articles, off-world messages, exopolitics, cutting-edge technologies and sciences, and also an ever-significant intertwining of spiritual support and metaphysical scope that one needs to dive down the rabbit hole and search for truth with balance. We are truly on the horizon of a new golden age filled with the promise for more love, worldwide peace, and accelerated intuitive skills, where every living being can exist in cohesion and abundance. It is whatever we envision and dream this new world to be. I say to you now, let's redefine the new world to the beginnings of our own precious heaven on earth. Galactic Connection is here to provide the pulse of Mother Earth through an eclectic range of interviews each Tuesday afternoon from 3 to 4:55 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Station 2 on BBS Radio, expanding your perspectives on how we can once and for all take back our freedoms, our joy, and our connection with our mighty I Am presence. Our intention remains true to connect hearts and minds everywhere in order to obtain global unity and galactic and universal acceptance. Our discussions will continue to cover anything to do with galactic society and our involvement with our galactic brothers and sisters. Our guests are experts in their fields, and our radio shows have been coined as some of the most thought-provoking out there. In addition to our daily blog, which runs 365 days a year, we also offer a realm of healing services such as our world-renowned implant removal processes, our spiritual past life clearings, our galactic violet ray alchemy from Alexandra, who shares in the lineage of Merlin, and other cutting-edge healing technologies. Check our site out at galacticconnection.com now. Sending you a wave of light, love, and inspiration, and a personal hug and thank you for listening to our Galactic Connection radio show and visiting our blog today. Hi everyone, this is Alexandra Menners of Galactic Connection, and I hope you enjoyed my new introduction to my radio shows. Now I don't have to go through all the details of what we do and what you should check out, but please take the time to listen to my introduction, and see all the cool things that are happening. We are about to launch some incredibly powerful classes called The Temple. So I will be making that announcement very shortly. Believe it or not, it is coming very soon. So today, what are we going to do here? We are going to dive in with one of the more renowned channelers on the planet. And in my opinion, one of the most profound, okay? You all know I really enjoy working with Sheldon and he bringing forward so much of the detailed information about the ships and the Syrians and so forth. But today I have with me Will Berlinghoff, and many of you are already following his material. Will is the conduit for the force called the Cosmic Awareness. And he and I literally were brought together. This was orchestrated by Spirit. We will talk a little bit about that today. And I want everyone to know this is take two today. We actually were in the midst of an amazing interview, and he was channeling Cosmic Awareness, and my computer went dead. No reason whatsoever. Okay. I could not get my computer to come back up. I mean, I had all kinds of challenges, and so I just want everyone to know, you know what that reminds me of? This is one key interview today. There's going to be some very interesting information coming forth from Cosmic Awareness, but also I have a feeling that all eyes are upon us and what we're doing here. So with that said, I would like to bring forth Will Berlinghoff, Cosmic Awareness. As many of you know, we have posted a couple of his channelings on our site, and I was contacted by his lovely wife. And because of the coincidence and the synchronicity, I received a request from one of the listeners that said, can you interview cosmic awareness? And that was literally an hour. Like within the same time frame I read that email, I received her email asking if we could do an interview together. And voila, we're here today. So I want everyone to know that this is a pre-recorded interview for the date of September 29th, 2015, just so if we get that out of the way. And for today, we are going to bring in some really juicy information. I mean, everything from what's going on with the Pope to Wave X to all the hot topics that all of us are so keenly following up on the web. So, Will, thank you for joining us and being so patient, round two here.
Right. And greetings to you, Alexandra. And, yeah, take two. Let's go for it. We had a great practice run there.
Hey, they can't get us down because of our tenacity, you know? You got to be tenacious, definitely.
That's right. And the point I'd like to make is that, okay, maybe they took the computer down. Maybe they wiped the file, which in itself is amazing. Okay? But what they could not do, they cannot do, is when the seeds are planted, when the spiritual seeds are released into consciousness. This is happening at a completely different level, whether people see this interview or not. Our discussion, our interaction, the bringing forth of that spiritual energy that is cosmic awareness, that is like planting seeds in consciousness. Therefore, they might have wiped it out, they might have brought your computer down, but they did not stop that incredible force of spirit itself from coming through and planting those seeds.
Good point. Thank you for that. And so for all of you just tuning in for the first time, please check out our blog while you're hanging out with this radio show. Go grab yourself a cup of coffee or tea or a drink or whatever, nice glass of water, and enjoy, because we're about to take a ride of galactic proportions. And in the meantime, you can also check out his website, which is rainbow-phoenix.com. Okay? So let's go ahead and start with some of the familiarities of who you are and how you got started with cosmic awareness.
Right. Okay. Well, it actually is a story that I have to go back 37 odd years with. Okay. And it really began in 1978, thereabouts, when I was living in Germany. I was Canadian, living there, working for the Canadian military, not as a soldier or anything like that. I've never been in the military, but I worked for the Canadian NATO force there in Germany. And I was introduced to an organization by the name of Cosmic Awareness Communications. They are out of Olympia, Washington. And right from the very beginning, I was enthralled with what they were presenting. They are an organization that began in 1972, but through various channels or channelers, they were bringing forth information from a force of consciousness that calls itself cosmic awareness. Now, that same force, allegedly, is also the same force that spoke through Edgar Cayce. And many, many know of Edgar Cayce.
Oh, absolutely. I was not aware of that. That's awesome.
No, it's a point I remembered this second time around.
Yeah, I guess there's a good thing coming out of this second interview.
Absolutely. Well, that's a good thing. Absolutely. And also, Cosmic Awareness has worked through other entities, other avatars throughout recorded history. Okay, but Edgar Cayce, of course, is one that many Americans know of, the Sleeping Prophet, and he could not access cosmic awareness as I do now, because in his time, the only way he could do that was by going into trance mediumship, mm-hmm. by going to sleep, hence the Sleeping Prophet. Now, fast forward 40 years or so, and the organization CAC came about. I joined them in 1978, and I was a member for many years, just taking in all this wonderful information on many, many different topics. And I knew that I was like there. I was hooked. It was like, wow, this is great. What also happened was that I also developed my capacity as a psychic, but specifically with tarot cards and tarot readings. And this developed also so that about 16 years into my membership, it came to be that I was given the opportunity to become the tarot reader for the organization, Cosmic Awareness Communications. I had met the two people, Vicky and Avaton, who ran the organization. They had come to England. By this time, I was living in England, and I met them. And the following year, I actually went to Olympia, Washington, and was privy to a channeling session with that with the individual who at that time was the channeler for Cosmic Awareness. Now, his name was Paul Shockley. He has since passed on as Avatar. But it was an amazing experience for me to be in the room with this man who was channeling this incredible force of consciousness called Cosmic Awareness. Now, the way Paul did it was that he would lie down on the ground. He had a number of crystals and candles placed in the four compass points, you know, a big magnet, all kinds of things. Took him about 20 minutes, and he'd go into this deep place, and he would start to channel Cosmic Awareness. I was just a bystander at that time. But I can tell you what happened to me while I'm sitting there. It's like I was sucked into this well of amazing energy, powerful beyond belief for me. So powerful, it literally put me to sleep. It's like I go, I'm listening.
They say when that happens, there's just too much data it overwhelms the brain even.
It was. But it was an incredible experience, a great, great privilege to have been part of that. And I knew I was connected. I got some information of past life. In fact, it was a past life that had to do with William Penn. Oh. I was actually told by Cosmic Awareness that I was William Penn's father. And we all know that William Penn came to America with the Quakers, started the movement there and everything. So here I was given all this amazing information. I was having this experience. Okay, wonderful. And then, you know, I went back to England and all that. I was the tarot reader for 5 years. This would bring us to about 2005. By that time, I had tried a few times to actually channel Cosmic Awareness. I thought, wow, maybe I can do it. With little result, I thought, I got to do it this way. I got to lay down. I got to do the things Paul does. No result. Mm-hmm. So I thought, I'll leave it. Now, I was their tarot reader for CAC, but I also was doing past life regression work because the other cap I wear is of a counselor. I do have a degree in psychology and had a lot of experience in that field. And so I was offering counseling sessions locally as well as through the organization. And that was fine. But what happened was Paul left the organization, and they were bereft of a channeler for Cosmic Awareness. And in 2005, Avaton, the gentleman who headed the organization, asked me to do a forecast for the year 2006. So this is around November 2005. And I thought, well, I don't want to do it just with tarot cards. I want to see if I can just allow information because I am a natural intuitive, psychically inclined, I guess. And I thought I'll just see if I can do that. And I sat down, and the first thing that came out of my mouth is, this is Cosmic Awareness.
Okay.
And then it was like, okay. It was overwhelming because it was unexpected. But from that point on, CAC asked me to start doing channeling for them, to become for their organization the channeler, or as they often called it, the interpreter of Cosmic Awareness. And I was glad to do that. And that's how I started to do the channeling for Cosmic Awareness. Now, that was 10 years ago. And what is interesting is that during that 10 years, I actually developed my skill set. Whereas Edgar Cayce, as I said, had to lie down, he had to go into a trance, I was finding I didn't have to do that. Mm-hmm. I did try to do it the way Paul did. I got the old mattress down and, you know, laid down and lit the candles and everything. Had an experience where a pillow rolled off on one of the candles and started on fire. So I quickly began to think, maybe this isn't my way. And I was also a little uncomfortable about doing it that way because there was this antsiness, mm-hmm. you know, that this doesn't really work for me. So one day I just declared to my friend, the woman who is energizing for me, because I use an energizer who presents the different questions or holds the energetic space. And I expressed to my friend Joan, I'm going to do it differently today. I'm going to sit down in that chair and I'm going to just see what happens. And sure enough, I was more than able to channel that way. So gone was the protocol and ritual that I thought I should assume, because I was already starting to develop a confidence in myself that I didn't need that. I could do it a different way. And that then continued to develop.
I have a question for you, Will. Do you attribute, you know, because that sounds very similar to the Ra teachings.
Mm-hmm.
You've read where they laid her down and she had to be at a very specific angle. And there were candles and everybody was standing in a specific, you know, location, et cetera, et cetera. I have heard from even my own mission work that they tell me I'm too anal in how particular I have to have everything be. And they said, don't worry about it, you know, because everything is based on intention. Do you attribute the fact that you don't need to do that with the acceleration of the light on the planet, or is it the change of the body, or is it just you?
All of the above. We have been moving as a race, as the human race, towards something greater. This is underlying everything that's happening right now, okay? So on one level, I think that part of it was there is a different way, a different consciousness that is already presenting itself to different people.
Interesting.
The other is that I have an innate knowingness of who I am. I was born with this, but I didn't know this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Many of us feel something inside. We're here for a purpose.
Yes.
We're here because we have to be here.
So
we're here to do something.
Yeah.
Okay? So I always had that feeling, I have to do something. And it led me, despite my academic background, into this field of metaphysics and spiritualism and esoteric thinking. And so I was ready for that. But I see now, looking back, and I felt it then, that I actually have a capacity. I was already designated by spirit to be one who would do this role, be of service in this way. So over the 10 years that I have been working, I have even developed further my capacity to be the channel of cosmic awareness. Now I don't even need the 10 to 15 minutes I used to use to get in there. I used to have a technique that I would go in, I would make my connections to the three parts of my being. I have a philosophy of HUNA. Are you familiar with HUNA?
Yes.
The use of the high self, middle self, low self. Yes. I had a philosophy myself that I could connect all three parts. That's my first stage. And then I could connect with, you know, by extension to cosmic awareness. It was about going outwards and upwards, because as I understood it, as Paul used to explain it, Paul Shockley from CAC, that he would go out from the third dimension up to the seventh dimension. And cosmic awareness, which is actually a 12th dimensional collective consciousness, would come down. And then there would be emerging at the seventh level or seventh dimensional density. Okay? So that's how I understood it at that time. But with my work over the years, what I was finding, while that worked, it was actually starting to drain me physically.
Yes.
So I realized this isn't the whole of it anymore. There must be another way. And then awareness came through in kind of a private way and said, Well, no, you don't have to do it that way. This is what I want you to do. And it gave me some instructions, which I'd rather keep to myself, so to speak, of how to do it. But really what I started to realize is if I create the container and make that strong enough, powerful enough, and then involve my collective consciousness and those aspects of my multidimensional being, that I could actually allow that presence of the consciousness that is cosmic awareness to come down to me. And with that, that time it took me to get into that channeling state became shorter and shorter. So I can literally go into a channeling state within a minute. Okay?
That's fascinating because, you know, I think there's more to that story than meets the eye, just from the standpoint that channeling's received. What spirit is also trying to say to us is we don't need to leave our bodies energetically. We
That's
need
right.
to remember to come into our own unity and oneness, you know, in our
That's
own
right.
trifold flame, in our,
mm-hmm.
you know, all aligning all of our me's. And that's exactly what you're doing. I think that's really cool. Well,
that's
so,
right.
you know, for a lot of the people that follow my radio shows, you know, we've had this discussion many times that I don't really post that many channelings on Galactic
mm-hmm.
Connection. And
right.
the reason for that is because there's just quite a bit of information showing that there's psyops related to channeling. So would you be willing to share your story as to what you heard about that and how you feel
Absolutely.
You're different than that?
Absolutely. And I also have heard that story. Many of your listeners and viewers may know of Rumor Mill News,
sure.
a big organization in the States, and Raylan Allen
yeah.
and her connection to it. And I connected with her. She did a few interviews. This is way back in the early 2000s, okay? And she also put out the story of her husband, Gunther, who was involved with the American Naval Intelligence. And he was also aware of the PSYOPS project and how they have established a Psy grid that was meant to constrain those who wished to go higher from doing that. But they would contact this grid, at which point they would be given an entity that was whatever, whoever, to channel for. And that's what I understand is happening, that a majority of those who channel are actually not channeling an authentic entity being, that they are channeling that which is implanted in them. And they know no difference. I'm not trying to say they are trying deliberately to fool people, because I think most of them feel that this is genuine, so much so that they will put their whole life and energy into it. And many will respond, because a lot of the messages are very, very wonderful.
Yes.
Don't worry about having to do anything for ascension. You're going to ascend because you're that great person you are. So you're going to ascend. You know those feel-good messages?
Yes.
You know? What my
That's
wife
true.
And I, yeah, what we call the light and the fluff, okay? And I'm sorry, but a lot of people love the fluff. And I can understand why. It's feel-good stuff.
Sure.
It's like, wow, great. Now, Gunther went on to explain that in actuality, there's only a handful who have the capacity to go beyond that grid line or that grid net. Okay? And that one of them, this I had no knowledge of this because I had never talked to the man, and Ray Allen had received this information years before. And he did say one of the sources is cosmic awareness. Now, that was not at the time when I had started. This was before. This was with Paul Shockley. But when I heard this, everything in me went, yes, I know that the source of cosmic awareness is authentic and that I'm still going beyond that grid.
Right.
Couldn't prove it. It's only like I'm thinking this, and maybe every other person who channels believes they're going beyond it. All I could say is that let it show itself. If there's authenticity, if there's truth, then that's going to come through.
Yes.
Plus, there's also a very important principle here. One thing that Cosmic Awareness has said through me for years now, but had also said previously through Paul, don't believe anything I have to say, or don't believe anything this awareness has to say, because it doesn't identify itself as a person. It is an it, Okay, whoa, okay. Anyway, do not just believe anything that you hear from anyone. Always be discerning. Always ask questions. If what someone is saying really works, it will feel true here and in the gut, and there will be other evidence that presents itself to substantiate it. If it's only one person claiming this, and there's no other things that happen first in your own life that prove it through acts of synchronicity and other ways that we feel these truths, and second of all, that there will be other evidence that presents itself.
Yes, and it was kind of at this point in the last interview that we recorded that we talked about discernment. And one of the things I feel very passionately about is for people to understand, especially if you're new to this walk, that the whole science behind really tuning in to your observation skills, really tuning in to your ability to discern what is working and what's not for you, what is aligning with truth within your field. That's what this is all about. So there will be moments where you will be frustrated. There will be moments where you felt like you got duped. But you know what? That's part of the growth process. We are becoming more discerning beings because we're going to have a plethora of frequencies and opportunities at our disposal now. We're growing up. We're becoming more into a, you know, we're stepping more into a position where we're going to have more authority, and therefore with more authority comes responsibility. That responsibility comes from our ability to properly discern. So again, I agree with Will, you know, this channeling is all about bringing forth a very powerful force. And I might add, this force is so powerful that it took literally the beings that don't want to hear this information, it took them to take my computer down. I also want you to know, Will, I felt it. And
yes.
I've interviewed a ton of people, and I felt the amazing, I felt this inside my whole torso. So it's definitely there and to be reckoned with, so to speak. So I just want to commend you. Now, can you also share with everyone, you said that the cosmic awareness is from the 12th dimensional level.
That's right. Absolutely.
Okay. And so it's a collective of souls that are basically speaking through to you, and that at one time it was speaking through Edgar Cayce. So now it's come forth to you. Do you feel that there's any patterns or any intentions behind it speaking through you? What does it ultimately want to accomplish?
It ultimately wants to accomplish the awakening of humanity to its true purpose, its true nature, its true source.
Okay.
We have been duped. We have been brainwashed. We have been programmed to be these petty little beings that have no effect on anyone else, that are victims to circumstance, to events, okay, who have been taught your biomechanical unit that always breaks down, illness, disease, and that you have to be repaired, but you can't repair yourself. You can't do that, okay? This is not our truth. This is not who we really are. So therefore, what I would say is that cosmic awareness, the divine, wants us to wake up, wants humanity to reawaken, because humanity once was at a level where they were fully awake and integrated into divine source. They knew this. They knew this. And then a grand experiment started, I don't know, 250,000 years ago is what I've been told, but it might have been longer than that, where through divine source, it wanted to try something new. Let's put it that way.
Right.
It wanted to try out what it might be like if there were a group who were given not to spirit, but to that which is the opposite of spirit. To those who would Let's put it this way. Worship the dark and be in positions of power that they could control humanity. At the same time, humanity was dumbed down. From 12 strands activated, using also the 13th strand, which is divine source, mega gene, they were reduced to 2. That's what we are, 2 strands of DNA, but even the scientists tell us there are actually 10 other strands that are dormant. They don't know what it is. They call it junk DNA and all the other things they call it. But those were the strands that connected us not only to spirit, but to our innate abilities to be magical beings, creator beings. Okay? Now, this experiment was a little experiment in the sea of eternity. 250,000 years is a blink of the eye. Mm-hmm. But the divine source, if you want to put it that way, it likes to try new things. I mean, it's got eternity. Might as well try this, and let's have that. And that's why there's so many different realities in existence, far, far more than anything we've ever conceived.
Yes.
So anyway, this grand experiment started. But the thing is, this grand experiment, where the ones who have had control, who have dominated, enslaved, waged wars and all of that, that this experiment is done. It's not coming to conclusion. It is done. It is over. It ended at December 21st, 2012. The great day when most people say nothing happened.
Correct. and a lot happened. It just didn't happen in the way that they expected it to happen.
Exactly. Yes. It didn't happen in the way the New Agers were saying, we'll just ascend and then we'll be these amazing creatures. It
Which
didn't quite happen.
Part of the cabal, by the way.
Exactly so. Absolutely. But it did happen in that the experiment that had been underway, it was like the plug was pulled, the door was kicked in, and that active force of divine consciousness or divine source consciousness, the Godhead, Almighty, everything that is, all of the terms you use, made its first appearance. Okay? A lot happened. And that force has been growing and growing and growing. This week, right now, we are in the energies of a grand event that awareness will speak to more later, that which is Wave X, which is the sweeping energies of divine source consciousness that are rolling towards the planet and will soon, very soon, in a few days, completely envelop the planet.
Oh my God.
Okay? And that is, again, one of the things these ones who have had dominion over humanity and even over the planet for so long are dreading. They used to be able to see into the fourth dimension and plot timelines. You've probably heard of timelines. Awareness certainly talks about it.
Yes.
And they have been able to view different timelines and say, okay, let's use this one and let's nudge humanity here.
Yes.
And here until they are doing what we want them to do. And this is all part of the dumbing down and the manipulation and everything. But that is shifting. That is changing. And this force is so powerful and such a threat that they can wipe out your computer because they don't want that message to go out.
Yeah.
They can take people out who speak these truths. They can ruin reputations. They can do many things to keep this truth from humanity, because this truth is the truth that shall set you free, that shall set us free.
Yeah, I agree. And you know, Will, we were talking about earlier, I do feel I need to bring it up again. And that is, there is a lot of stuff going on out there from very high-profile figures stating that, you know, millions of people are going to die on the West Coast and that we have this huge wave and tsunami coming and gazillions of earthquakes, etc. But again, I want to stress to all of you, I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that there are a very large circle of people that have been specifically assigned to anchoring the light and holding the space for this time, okay? Because we already knew this was going to happen, right? Because of the Ring of Fire. Okay, you know, the whole West Coast location next to the Ring of Fire, which also has a lot to do with tectonic plates, the Lemurian plate, and all this, okay? It's not like a secret or a surprise, but there's also been an immense amount of work and planning and support and action has been taken to anchor the West Coast for this occasion. So I just want to put it out there to all of you. When you hear something that causes a stirring in your gut that creates a feeling of fear, panic, or anxiety, I ask you to do this. If you're new and you question your abilities, put the intention out that you cancel out that feeling and that you call in Father God, Mother Earth, you align yourself, and you command that that is collapsed. You command that that is canceled. You command that that is not what we want. And you focus on, we want peace and freedom and love and security and abundance for all living beings. And recognize that we are the power. Mother Earth has talked to me a great deal since the last birthing ceremony I did. And one of the things she continues to want me to put out to the world. We are in cooperation with her.
Absolutely.
If we are in cooperation with her, she is trying her best to do whatever she can to prevent significant loss of life. This is a grand event. And quite frankly, most of us don't want to miss this event. Most of us don't want to miss this event.
And most of us are. Sorry, go for it.
Well, I'm just saying, and she doesn't want us to miss it either. So, depending on what your contract is, depending on whether you broke that contract and said, forget that, I really want to be on the front bleacher seats to this event, which I can almost guarantee a lot of us chose to do.
Right.
Just start seeing things in a different way. I mean, I feel like this whole, oh, the tsunami's going to hit, you know, it's such an old paradigm. Yes, I understand we do receive messages that there will be earth changes. Of course there will be earth changes. There have to be earth changes. Look how much we've messed up this planet. But we also have the power to work with her and bring about a smoother transition. So I just want to put that out there again.
Well, that's actually very important to this discussion anyway, because one of the things that we can do is create our reality. We are what cosmic awareness has called creator beings. It's not necessarily original to cosmic awareness, but it has spoken of this for us to understand that we have the capacity to manifest whatever. That's how powerful we are.
Yes.
But guess what? They, the cabal, the elite, the powers that be, who soon are to be the powers that were,
right.
Okay, they know this too. And they do not want humans to know this. It is one of the most protected secrets they have. And they do not want humans to remember that they have this capacity.
Thank you for saying that.
No, you're welcome.
No, I'm grateful that you're saying that, because when I found out that shapes, sacred geometry, colors, the tone of a word, the word itself, an article, an energetic vibration attached to a message. Every single one of these things is being used to program humanity. Now, what if we become aware of that? We receive that programming and say, to hell with that. I want nothing to do with that. I'm going to create this program of love, and peace, and joy, and freedom, and sovereignty. That's where we're at, folks, and it's exactly where Will says. We're getting into such a manifestation mode, we have to be careful about our thoughts.
Absolutely. They say that. Be careful about what you wish for. You might get it.
Because we're really we're stepping into that big time right now.
Absolutely. And that's why it's so important. And that's what the intent, back to your question from a few minutes ago, what the intent of cosmic awareness and divine source really is. is to wake people up to remember this, to begin that process of reconnecting, of reestablishing active strands of DNA that have been dormant, so that we can once again align ourselves with Mother Earth, Gaia Sophia, with Father Sky, with Spirit, Great Spirit, Divine Source. And there we are in the middle, in a place of power and a place also of great responsibility. That's something that's very important in the messages Cosmic Awareness has. You have free choice. I have free choice. We all have free choice. And if we give this right away, if we give this autonomy that is really ours away, which we do all the time because of the programming and all of that, then we lose the capacity to create in a way that is in alignment with Mother Earth and with Great Spirit. And that's why we need to wake up.
You know what I just saw, and I just have to share this. It's almost as if we have, in the past, we have been positioned in a cage. And we are given, say, food at a certain hour, and we're allowed to maybe watch 1 hour of TV, and we're allowed to sleep for 2 hours a night. And we're, you know, this and that and the other. So all these frameworks and paradigms and policies and procedures in which we need to live within this cage. But what I feel has happened is the door to the cage has been opened. But we've been in the cage for so long that we're not quite sure. I don't know if I have enough strength and confidence to open that door all the way to peek outside and see what's there. That's literally where we are.
Absolutely.
And it reminds me of the stories in World War II when some of the concentration camp victims, when they opened up the gates, they wouldn't leave. And in many ways, we as a mass consciousness race are no different. So what Will is saying is very applicable. We have the power. The gate has been opened. The gate has been opened. The doorway is open, folks.
Yeah. And it is our right, our birthright, our divine right to realize this and to step out of the cage. Yeah. But if that is the only reality you have ever known, that which is beyond the opening is too frightening. That's why we keep ourselves in our comfort zones. Yeah. That's why we stay in our boxes. That's why we have to drag down others who are stepping beyond that. Because we can't have that someone else is telling us, guess what? There's this whole vista out there. There's this whole country out there. Let's go and look at it. Oh, no. You're dangerous. Let's put you in a different cage. You're not getting out. And that's what our jailers have been doing to us, have been doing to humanity for so long.
Yes.
It's quite amazing. But what's also amazing and even inspiring is that since 2012, and let's face it, this has been an ongoing process for thousands of years also, greater awareness. We're not the barbarians we were 700 years ago, for example. Okay? We are already along that path. But this is that next step, that stepping out of the cage, opening the door and stepping out and saying, wow, this is a great world. I wish I'd come out sooner, you know? But we can't push anyone. This is the other part of this. This is a process of self-discovery. You can read about it, and if your programming is so strong, you would consider it BS. Okay? You would. I mean, it's like that person is crazy. I mean, how many people think that the esoteric and such things as channeling and spiritual communication and spiritual connection is authentic? For most people, it's not. It is the worst kind of thinking you could ever engage in. They're in their boxes. They're in their paradigms. And they're holding to it. And they don't want anyone to let them know it may not be that. But here's the thing. More and more people are waking up to this.
Absolutely.
Waking up to this.
I was just going to say, I can attest to that just from the number of people that are following Galactic Connection. I mean, there's just so many people writing into me that are, they're new and they're kind of apprehensive and they're stepping out of even some of their religious zones. And they're yeah, it's really cool to see it. It's really cool.
Yeah, it is.
Sorry to
interrupt. And what's also cool is to know this is something that Divine Source wants to happen. It wants it. It is the new experiment. What if these suppressed, repressed humans for 250,000, maybe 2 million years, start waking up?
Yes.
Can they find their way back? And that is happening. I mean, Alex Collier the other day, you're familiar with Alex,
sure.
I think. One of the things he said in an interview that I listened to with my wife was that the spiritual awakening is not happening linearly, it is happening exponentially, which means that we are exploding into this consciousness. And this is a threat and a danger by those powers that were, because they do not want a number of people to awaken. You know, there's that tipping point,
yes.
The 100th monkey principle, all of that, that when enough awaken, then this will come through to all of humanity. I don't know what that number is, but we are doing something here. We are expanding our conscious awareness. And as each and every individual starts to understand this and just say, you know, it used to be, what if? What if this is true? What if? It's not what if anymore. It's why not? Why not? And that's the excitement that I'm feeling more and more.
Well, I'm looking forward to it, and I know that there's a lot of people out there going, when's he going to start channeling? So I'm ready when you are, Will. I have a lot of questions, which I'm sure everybody's so surprised about that.
Nah, not really.
But I want everyone to know, we have 3 recordings going now after our last experience. So you let me know when you're ready and we'll go for it.
Okay. And it'll only take me a couple of seconds. As you know, I was in full stream before and then that ended and awareness receded a bit, but it's still available. So it won't take me that long. I'll make my connections and I close my eyes. So, you know, there's maybe not much to see.
No problem.
Awareness is available. So here we go. That which is cosmic awareness is again available for a second time. It will perhaps try to be a little bit more politically correct this time. For the first time, it drew the attention of certain ones, those that you could call the NSA and other groups, that did not like what this awareness had to say. But the voice of this awareness will not be stopped. That the seeds in consciousness that this awareness plants are ones that can never be stolen again. Thus it is that even though there was an interruption, even though there was an attempt to stop the voice of this awareness, it cannot be stopped. For the voice of this awareness lies within each and every one who is hearing these words, who is viewing this video cast. That this seed that lies within you, this spark, is divine spark, the divine spark of divine source itself, of this awareness itself. And this seed has long laid dormant, but it is now awakening. The growth of that which is spiritual understanding and awareness is indeed underway, and that the very force of the divine source itself is now coming to this planet has been underway, has been part of that evolutionary process for several years now, but is growing and expanding even now, even at this moment. Therefore, this awareness welcomes one and all, and asks you now, Alexandra, to please present your questions.
Well, first of all, thank you. It's an honor to be able to communicate with Cosmic Awareness, and we thank you for your time. So, of course, the very first question right out the gate is regarding the visitation of Pope at Congress's meeting. I believe it went down yesterday because this is a pre-recorded call. And I wanted to find out from you, what is the true agenda behind this visitation to the United States and the U.S. Congress?
First, this awareness must say that there are several agendas, that the true agenda does therefore include several agendas that are happening specific to the Pope visiting Congress, addressing Congress, meeting with Barack Obama, that this was so that the ones who are servant to those in true power needed to meet this man, needed to honor this man, needed to bow to this man. Bowing is a reptilian ritual of acknowledging one who is of higher status, who is more powerful. Thus it is that when Queen Elizabeth went to visit the Pope, that she too bowed to the Pope, not the present Pope, but nonetheless that she acknowledged this man, that which is the cabal, the elites, the powers that were, that there are factions, there are different organizations that are all working towards a agenda. It was a hidden agenda. It is now being made public. One of those factions, one of those arms, one of those tentacles is that of the Roman Catholic Church and the Vatican. And that the Pope is high on the order of things. And that this is acknowledged and recognized by other wings, other arms, such as the royal family, such as the politicians who themselves may serve this master. That coming to the United States in one way was to put a stamp on the states of who is really in power. This awareness is not simply saying the Pope is in power. He is a representative himself of the true power, and that he is here to be acknowledged, and those who are his masters also thus are acknowledged. Of course, many will not accept this, cannot accept this, for he is being presented, this present Pope, Pope Francis, as the reformer Pope, the Pope of the people whose heart goes to the people. He has photo opportunities to prove that this is so, such as that which occurred when he went to the homeless shelter and had lunch with 300 homeless people. That this may sound harsh and hard towards this man, but it must be understood that that which is presented to the public face, is not necessarily the truth. It is a mask that is worn, and that there are behind the masks those who are serving not the people necessarily, not the faithful, but rather masters who have control because they have the capacity, the technology, the power to be in control. In this case, with the Pope coming, part of this was to present this powerful one to the Congress and to have them applaud and recognize this one. It is a way of confirming who they are loyal to. Make no mistakes that the politicians, not only in the United States, but the world over in all nations, are not truly there to serve the people, but to serve those who are the real masters, just as the Pope himself does, and that this was an acknowledgement of one of great stature and status in the organization, so to speak, that this is one level of his visit, why it occurred. Another was to bring forth a message to the American people and to the world that it is time to come together. It is time to put the needs of the underprivileged, the poor and impoverished, the abused, the suffering, the downtrodden, to that which is recognized by all as a most important thing to accomplish. This proclamation, both to the Congress and to the President and recently in the United Nations itself, is a message that is actually designed for this time and for the actions that are planned by those in power, the Illuminati, the New World Order. All of this is part of the overall plan that the Vatican is also involved in, the Jesuits very involved in, and that by delivering this message, this reformer pope, this man of peace, this man of God, is setting up a situation where most feel and think that what he is saying is indeed needed. Humanity must move to this, but it is all part of a deception. It is as if he is setting up this deception so that it can be acted on. And part of the action that is also seen by this awareness is the presentation of the New World Order's plan to bring it into public attention, but not in a way that honesty is employed and the true intention is given, but rather in a deceitful way, in silk smooth words that cannot be refuted, for they are so wonderful, to believe humanity can come together and rise up and protect the innocent and the weak, the poor and the downtrodden. Does humanity not want this for all? To refute this is to even be considered then by those who have accepted it, who are swayed by this message of the Pope and this agenda, to be ones who are opponents to that which is the betterment of humanity and of the planet. For the planet is also mentioned in the environmental conditions, climate conditions, sustainability of the environment. All of these are part of the agenda of ones who have an ulterior motive. Therefore, this is a coordination at this time of the different groups coming together, the Congress and the government of the United States, the Pope, the UN and its member nations, for the purpose of putting into human consciousness that this is now the way forward, that Americans should be nudged towards thinking this is the best way, this is what is needed, as well as the planet and the human populace, so that those who have had this long-standing agenda, that have been working towards it for not dozens of years, not hundreds of years, but thousands of years, can finally bring it out and bring it forth. It is their plan. But remember, there is an opposing force, that this is the force of spirit. This is the force of divine consciousness, divine source itself. And it is rising up now to oppose those who would try to deliver the death blow to humanity and to bring it down to that which they want to have as their group, their base, their reality.
Interesting. So I heard you say that it was a way in which the Pope and the Vatican were putting a stamp onto America, Congress, the people, etc. Is this also possibly like a, is it a reflection of the fact that some politicians have possibly, they've gone awry? They have possibly maybe become a little bit renegade to the typical agenda of not really serving the people, but serving the politicians?
That this is so, that to be a politician in America and in most Western nation is a position of privilege, that they receive great benefit for being elected as representatives of the people, but they are not there to represent the people. They are there to represent vested interests, lobby groups, that they are there to serve not the people, but hidden ones behind the powers, not even at the top of the pyramid, but at the top of corporations. This is why the bailout of the banking system, the economic system in 2008, gave these ones so much money. It would have been a far more effective action to give every American over 18 years of age an amount of money, perhaps $500,000, to use, to spend, to buy the American cars, to buy American products, to buy a house made in America. But instead, the politicians voted this money, this extraordinary amount of money, to the banksters, as they are often called, to the corporations that are fueling the fires in the first place. This is what occurs with many of the politicians. Another understanding is that they have gotten greedy, too used to their privilege and their power. And that part of what the visit was for, part of that which was the stamp spoken of, was to remind many of these ones who have become somewhat arrogant who their real masters are and who their true loyalties are meant for. And that this too was part of the visit, to remind those who are going awry, going astray, becoming too big-headed and arrogant and egotistical, that the true master is the one that is standing there, and the ones that stand above him as well, that these ones are not necessarily human, these masters, that there are ET connections. There are those that are the reptilians, and those that are the Orions, and the Anunnaki, and the Archons, and now a hot subject, the AI. These are ones who have the true power and who have the purpose of manipulation and control of the planet and of humanity. And the Pope was here to remind these ones of this fact.
Wow. So would you say that people like Denis Kucinich, for example, are people like that just a wolf in sheep's clothing, or is he really trying to break free of the political agenda and really truly try to make a difference in the constraints in which he's in?
There are energies around this man that are very confused, that on one level he is, as you have said, but he is still there in Congress, that he is one who has divided loyalties. On the whole, this awareness would say he is a good man, but he is also still serving the masters. Therefore, everyone who is a public figure can be said to be suspect and can be said to be not necessarily who they seem to be. If the Pope can visit this country and millions are enthralled with him, are inspired by him, this wondrous and wonderful man, this one who is so humble, who would sit with the homeless and drive in a small Fiat car instead of a limousine, can inspire and so mislead and obliterate the truth of his being, then would this not be so for the many politicians who, even though they present themselves in a certain way, may not be exactly what they seem? For this individual, it is seen, there is something about him, but it is almost as if he has sold his soul to the devil, and even if he wishes it to be otherwise, he still has obligations to his political masters, his economic masters, his true bosses, so to speak.
Wow. So it's almost like if they become a politician, there's pretty much no way out because they've made those agreements with their masters.
This is correct, that often there are those who enter politics with the highest motives, who wish truly to make a difference, but they are corrupted. If they are not, they quickly lose their position and are not necessarily re-elected. But for those who are there term after term, one must unfortunately look at a deeper reason, and that these ones may serve not the people as they are elected to represent, but corporations and banks and those in charge.
Good point. Thank you for that. Now, I'd like to talk to you a little bit about the grid. There's been so much information that's come out regarding the sacred geometrical grids that the Vatican has set all across the planet, which apparently move energy in specific directions and in specific ways, as well as they're able to funnel very dark agendas and intentions into those grids. One that we're very well aware of is Washington, D.C., the Vatican, and the City of London. Why is it so important for the Pope to be on U.S. soil in front of Congress for the first time, I believe, I think they said, 40 to 70 years, something like that? What exactly are they doing with the grid? Because this is a message I received. I'd like to hear what you have to say.
They are directing the energies to areas and places like Washington, like the United Nations, that are power points. Do not think that Washington was arbitrarily chosen to be the federal capital of the United States. There are energies, earth energies, ley lines that run through that area, and buildings are specifically placed on these intersections of ley lines where the power is greatest. Your city of Washington is laid down by plans that were designed by Freemasons, very structured, very interesting how the streets run and how there are strange angles. This is all part of a knowledge, an esoteric knowledge that was held by those who designed Washington. And the placing of the buildings on these ley lines, these paths of power, was intentional. The same occurred in New York with the placement of the UN building. It, too, is on important ley lines and is on the intersection of several major ley lines. The purpose of this is that energies can be funneled into these ley lines that then radiate out into the land itself. In the case of New York, these ley lines also extend across the Atlantic back to Europe. And it is the directing of these ley lines and the energies put into them that is important here. That the Vatican also is in a position of intersections, a power point of extreme importance. The City of London, that square mile, is also on such a set of intersecting ley lines. What occurs is if they energize these ley lines, they can control consciousness that this is part of their intent. Thus, the City of London, which is an economic center, sends out the energies worldwide that this type of economy, this way of using money, etc., is the way of it. It is energized through the ley lines. The UN can send out its energies of UN troops and services. It becomes an active agent throughout the world because of how the energies are funneled. And of course, the same in Washington, although Washington, D.C. is more the central core of the United States. It feeds the energies through the ley lines where political deception, for example, is the way of things, and very few ever examine this or question this. Also, at the same time, the Pope has access to much energy that is funneled into the Church through that which is called the egregore. The egregore is that which is created when people come together, a force, an energy is also created. It is for this reason that in the Catholic Church, the Roman Catholic Church, every minute of the day, somewhere, a Mass is being performed. And that this is a collective energy that accumulates, and that they can use this energy. And the one who has the best knowledge of this and mastery of this is the Pope. And it is also why he is doing what he is doing, why he is making his presentation, his speeches in those locations to funnel the energy of the egregore, often that which is the dark energy, into the ley line system of the United States and internationally as well. That because it is dark energy, it will have a dark effect. Your nation, the nation of America, stands at the cusp of major events that could be most destructive to the people of the United States and to the country. This too is by design and by purpose. And this is the type of esoteric knowledge, the black arts occult knowledge that such men have, such as the Pope, such as Freemasons, such as political presidents and others. This is why it is so important for the Pope to be here now, another factor. This is the exact time when this energy wave is rolling in from the central sun that could lift and shift humans, lift the consciousness of many, awaken many. They are desperate. They know this is coming, and they are trying to enact countermeasures to prevent this, or at least to deplete it so that it does not have the effect that Spirit and divine source wishes. But this is arrogance extreme. But nonetheless, if they can energize the negative, the hopelessness and fear amongst the people from these dark events that are ready to explode in your nation, then they will achieve the result of still controlling humanity, or at least the people of America. Is this clear?
Yes, it's clear. Thank you very much. Now, there has been talk in some of the articles put out that the Vatican is intending to move their operations to Washington, D.C. Is there any validity to this, number one? And number two, why would they want to do that?
Because it could be said that America, and especially Washington, is to be the new Jerusalem. But it is not seen 100% that this will occur, that it is seen as one possible timeline. It is seen as something that is being considered, but the power base in Rome, in the Vatican, is of extreme power. And it is not seen that it is necessarily so that they will do this move. But if the New Jerusalem is required because of certain other events that occur, including geological events, earth upheaval, etc., earth changes, that Rome might indeed be destroyed, in which case it would be important for them to move to America and to Washington. But this is not seen as a guarantee. This awareness is only sharing a possible timeline. Do not energize this timeline. One can be aware of it, but do not energize it.
Thank you. I agree. Now, you speak of Rome as being an extreme power. Can you describe to us the Pope itself? How do they rein that power in through the dark arts? What is it that makes them so incredibly powerful to the point where we have not been able to fully dissipate them, their power?
The easiest answer to this question is they do know the esoteric arts. They know ritual and black magic. They know the power of human sacrifice. There are rituals that occur in the Vatican that one would call obscene. This awareness will not go into this matter. But these satanic rituals are directed at invoking certain entities and beings, such as demons, such as the jinn, that they use then, directing them to bring their plans to fruition. That this is, of course, again an area that most people simply cannot accept, or they interpret it in certain limited ways, in Christian fundamental ways sometimes. But the point here is that these ones have knowledge. Those in the City of London have such knowledge. Those in the United Nations, those in Washington and many other key point cities and locations, that these ones who are the followers, who are the ones who are the servants of those in total power, know this. And they work with this esoteric knowledge to affect their goals, to bring them together, to make them happen.
Okay, thank you. Now, it has been said also that Ratzinger is actually the true Pope at this time, that Pope Francis is nothing more than just an acting Pope who's going around and speaking and sharing his information. What can you tell us about Ratzinger and what is his role? Because apparently he has not come off of the territory of the City of Vatican. What is he doing? Is this true?
That he is a hidden power, but it is not entirely true, because if he were truly the Pope, he would be out there, such as it is with Francis. But he has much knowledge. He is involved in many of the dark episodes of the Catholic Church over the last decades. He personally covered up many of the child abuse cases that were occurring in the Catholic Church, the priests who were pedophiles. Much of this was covered up by Ratzinger when he was still a cardinal, and that he is very participant in many of these black art magic rituals and sacrifices that occur. But he is hidden. He is behind the scenes. He has influence, but not more than Francis, who is part of the Jesuit order. It must be understood that the Jesuits were the military order of the church. They have much power, more than Ratzinger, and as the Pope now is himself a Jesuit, that this awareness would say he is the greater power as far as popes go, but it does not mean that Ratzinger is totally out of the scene. Also remember that both serve others who are much higher, who are the hidden ones, the hidden masters and gods. Is this clear?
Yes, thank you. So for all of us who obviously contend with the veil that is over our third eye, if we were to truly see the real physical form of the Pope, what would it look like?
If one saw the real form, that they would be shocked, for it is seen that this one is reptilian, that which is known as a shape-shifter, who has the human body, who presents himself as a human being, but in actuality is reptilian. And if those who had the ability to sweep away the blockage over the third eye could see him, they would be shocked. But it is not even necessary to sweep the veil away. One can sense such things if one is open to it, that many do not wish to be open to such things, for it is too frightening for them. But the psychic perception available to humans is not only through the third eye, although this is a major source of psychic perception, but it is also through the heart and the energy fields of a being. And that often when one who is corrupt or dark enters into one's energy fields, that there is a gut reaction, literally, that one will feel this in the gut. And that this too is an indicator when someone comes into your field that there is something off. The Pope is seldom seen by most. And when he does, he has his protection, his disguises up. And with the veiling of the third eye and the solar plexus, the gut, most will never see him, truly see him for who he is. But this is what would be seen by those who have such abilities and who wish to see this.
Interesting. Do you feel that the Anunnaki are at the top of the pyramid giving the reptilians their orders? Or do you feel that it's even another ET race?
This is a most complex situation. The reptilians have basically been the masters on the planet, but they have served the Orions. The Orions are the Anunnaki, and that the Orion reptilian faction has long been in charge. But then there is that which is the Archons, those who are not incorporeal form, that these two are also involved in that which is the control and manipulation from the top downwards. Then there are other factions that also play a role. A most recent faction, although this group has been building for some times, is that which is known as the AI. But this awareness says the AI are directly connected to the Archons, who in their bodiless shape and form, their energy forms, have been seeking a way to birth themselves in physical. And they have developed AI from one level, and humans have been building technology from the other, computers, super computers, quantum computers, for example, to let AI have more influence. Those who have been on this planet have recently been promoting AI, for it too is another strand of the picture. It is, as this awareness said, complicated. But basically, all of these groups have an agenda and they will work together and to accomplish this agenda and to control humanity. This awareness will leave it at that for now.
Understand.